With a surge in vehicle thefts in Anchorage, some residents are taking matters into their own hands. One group mobilizing through Facebook is reuniting stolen vehicles with their owners. Members of the A-Team, as they call themselves, say they are filling a void left by overworked police. But as Alaska Public Media's Casey Grove reports, it's not that simple.
It's late afternoon in a quiet neighborhood of single-family homes on Cobble Creek Circle, and Floyd Hall is staring at a maroon pickup.
Right now, the cops are pulling up. We've been sitting on a stolen Chevy truck that was stolen last night or early this morning.
Hall is 52 and sports a dark gray beard and a baseball cap. He's the heart of the A-Team. Some call him a hero. Others say he's a vigilante. Either way, he's got this down to a science.
We're sitting across the cul-de-sac from it, so we try to stay inside of it so we can watch it.
There's only five people on the A-Team. The A stands for Anchorage, by the way. But many, many more people feed them tips via Facebook. And there is plenty to keep them busy. Police say there have been over 2,000 stolen vehicles in Anchorage so far this year, already surpassing the number of stolen cars last year and more than double previous years. Hall says the A-Team has recovered about 30 vehicles in the past 18 months or so. The case of the maroon Chevy Silverado is a perfect example of how the group works. The owner posted a photo of the pickup to the Facebook group Stolen in Alaska. Less than 24 hours later, a woman who follows the page saw it parked in front of her neighbor's house. She called police and also, in her own post, let the Facebook group know. The pickup's owner saw the post and messaged Hall. Hall arrived a half hour before the police. So here we are with him and the Chevy sitting on it, as they say.
If someone's in it, we call APD 911 and let them know it's occupied. But most of the time they're not occupied and we let them know that, you know, we're close by watching, you know.
Hall says he saw a man run away from the house earlier, but he's gone, and at this point, there's nobody for the police to arrest. Hall is low-key, but he's been in some pretty hairy situations before.
We try not to confront anybody. It's about getting the vehicles back, you know. Let the cops confront the people.
Do confrontations happen?
I was shot at probably a month ago, but I'd followed a stolen vehicle.
As he's talking, Hall's eyes are on the two police officers looking over the Chevy. One officer walks over to Hall's fellow A-Team member, Chad Martin.
Well, I want you to just put your hands on the car for me. I'm just going to take the firearm off of you for right now, okay?
The officers remind Martin that, by law, he was supposed to tell them about his handgun, the one in the holster on his hip. Police Sergeant Jason Allen takes Martin about 20 feet away. Martin seems confused.
What's this all about, sir?
I'm a little concerned about your group and about the fact that you guys are armed and you're not notifying police officers about it.
That is my fault.
I'm answering the question.
The discussion goes on for a few minutes, and Sergeant Allen eventually lets Martin off with a warning. Their conversation, though, gets at something bigger. Remember the car chase Hall described? Well, the only charges in that case are for reckless driving, and they're filed against him. Police say Hall chased the car going more than 60 miles per hour in a 25-mile-per-hour zone on a one-way street, heading the wrong way. It was near where a kid's soccer team was practicing. The charges don't mention any gunshots. Still, that's the conundrum with the A-Team. They're helping get back stolen vehicles, but police say what they're doing is risky for themselves and innocent bystanders. After saying this to Martin, Sergeant Allen refuses to talk to me. But his boss does agree to talk.
Chasing down suspects is not, it's not helpful. It actually, in a lot of ways, creates more work for the police department.
This is Police Chief Justin Dahl. Dahl says he understands the frustration over vehicle thefts and why people might support what the A-Team is doing.
But I don't think that support's going to last if one of those people hurts or kills some innocent people who are going about their daily routine and aren't involved at all.
Dahl says tips on stolen vehicles or other property should be sent to the police so they can handle it. Dahl also says the department is growing its ranks, at least in part to decrease response times. But he says even with more officers on the streets, police will always respond to crimes that threaten people before crimes that threaten property.
I get that.
This is Floyd Hall again.
I'd rather them go to be on a shooting or a domestic violence than an unoccupied stolen vehicle. They're doing what they can. You know, I've got nothing against APD. They're great guys.
But Hall says the police simply cannot keep up with the volume of stolen cars and trucks. I have to ask him, though, why does he feel the need to do this?
Why not? You know, I mean, do what you can. I was raised to do what's right, you know, I guess.
And it appears for now, the A-Team has no plans to stop doing what they think is right, even if the police disagree. In Anchorage, I'm Casey Grove.